This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Have you thought it's been a bit weird? We were gone for a week and then it was Vigiathon and their voices we haven't heard for weeks. I'd like to introduce you to this lovely lady who comes all the way from the Helderberg. Her name is Elma Pollard, the Executive Director of the Green Times Eco-Consultant and Coach. Feels like the first time. Good morning, Elma.
Yes, and the green voice faded out a little bit, but green is coming back.
Don't you worry. We'll make sure of that if I have anything to do with it. Elma Pollard, talking about a weird thing this morning, a Vietnamese beetle who caught a lift possibly in a wooden pallet on a shipping container causing havoc in South Africa. Ach, Nieman.
Ach, yes, you know, the problem is we are all buying wood, and this is, for me, the biggest dilemma around, no, it's not the biggest, but one of the biggest, is that we're all buying wood willy-nilly by the side of the road and wherever, and they say not to do that. You've got to buy your wood from a reputable, now how do you know who's reputable, etc., but they do travel in wood.
Yes.
So this is, I think since 2017 they've arrived in South Africa, and I think it started first in Pietermaritzburg, and it also went to Sandton and those beautiful forests up there. Big problem, the Polyphagus shot hole borer beetle. I discovered that the Afrikaans translation is Stompkopkiewer. Mm-hmm. And if you watch a little video on the link of that story, did you give the story's name?
Yes, the story simply says, yeah. Beetle wages ecological destruction in SA, and that's a good video. I myself watched it yesterday.
Yes, it explains it very nicely, but this is indeed a massive threat to our unique biodiversity, and they are anticipating 25% of urban trees will die. I mean, currently, you know, I come from Stellenbosch. Stellenbosch oaks are threatened. Can you imagine Stellenbosch without the oaks? Very serious situation. So they're saying, you know, the problem is that they travel so fast, 1 kilometer in a week. And they just proliferate, spreading, reproducing, conning on these guys. The interesting thing is also polyphagus, I discovered in Afrikaans, is veelvretend or vraatzuchtiger. This is the problem. They are eating our trees.
So tell us, Elma, now this beetle, and the video, I just want to say, on thegreentimes.co.za, there's a link, you can watch that YouTube video in the story. It really helps you to understand what's going on, particularly where they come from. But here we're sitting with a problem, and if you've ever felt more helpless, I mean, what on earth do you do? You've just got this beetle boring its way into trees, not to eat the trees, but to munch on fungus, which it then spreads, and then it lays its eggs, and they eat the fungus. It's a very weird little life cycle. But now in our trees, it feels like, what on earth do you do?
And then I just want to complete the story that you're telling.
Yes.
Also, these passages then disrupt their vascular system, which means that basically the tree doesn't get food and water anymore, and it dies from malnutrition.
Mm.
That's really what happens. So it always, all roads for me always come back to nutrition. So there are a couple of things that you can do. Firstly, of course, you must be able to recognize them. But even before you recognize them, we always come back to organic gardening because you need to feed your soil, you need to feed your plants, compost, 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 so that you have strong plants and strong trees. We've said a few times that plants only attract pests when they are weak.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like the human body. You can be very strong because you have a lot of nutrients and you have resistance to all sorts of viruses and things flying around. Why do some people get sick and other people don't get sick? Because your body is strong. Your body is not attracting these things. So likewise with a garden, firstly ensure that everything is well fed and well watered. Then make sure you investigate your trees regularly. It usually shows with a dying branch or two.
Yes.
And then the big thing is to look at the main stem and the branches. You look for these tiny little 1 millimeter round holes. These holes might also have a white powder around it. It could have a brown sap that's coming out around it. But for me, the telltale sign is here's a branch that's suddenly dying, which we don't normally get. So
yes.
I think that's quite an easy sign.
So,
it's not so easy to see those holes. But once you've got that, you need to jump into action.
One thing that really stood out for me in the story, Elma, is there's no known effective insecticide against it. So when you've got people coming around and saying they've got something that's going to cure it, and someone wants to come and pull a fast one on you and try and make a quick buck, this is a time to realize there's got to be a different approach. This one's not real.
And absolutely be careful of that. So our story is, of course, covering more of an alternative approach rather than some people just chop down the tree, remove the wood, and as they chop down the tree and as the wood is transported, these little critters fly and they infest more of the world. And so there's an issue around how this is handled, and it's quite contentious. People are arguing about this. We believe to go with a properly qualified arborist who knows trees, not just anybody who knows how to prune trees and so on, and to make sure that firstly, you feed your trees and make them stronger. And they say not to just chop off branches or trees because of this very reason. You can cover plus, by the time a branch dies, they're saying that there's about 100,000 little beetles already in that branch. So they talk about covering it in plastic. If the second option is to call the city's invasive species unit, because they know also how to treat it more carefully. Mm. They actually chip things on the place, and then they cover that with plastic, and that then gets transported carefully and incinerated. Or they talk about solarization, which is under a plastic for 6 weeks in full sun, which now, of course, is not possible because we're not going to have full sun. So it's we have to be so careful how we handle this. And the more we understand about this little thing and what to look out for, the better.
So the possibility exists. Somebody's got some tree branches they're chopping up, selling as spry wood on the side of the road from the back of their bucky, and everybody wants a good deal. And goodness, I sometimes buy from these guys. But the chances are you carry these branches full of the beetles into where you're heading. These little guys are jumping up, covering their 1 kilometer a week and causing havoc in a brand new neighborhood.
Absolutely. And I even realized this morning, I'm going to have to start wearing my reading glasses in the garden. And when I go wood shopping, but you got to look, it's 1 millimeter.
That's
tiny. It's tiny, tiny little holes. It's not going to be easy to see if you don't see closely that well.
Yes.
So we have to become investigators of wood wherever we go now, and to find a sustainable solution. And by far always the best thing is proactive prevention. So it's very, very sad. I mean, they talk here about London Plains, the English Oaks, the Liquidumba, Japanese and Chinese maple, and the box elder, but also it is now coming into our indigenous trees, fruit trees, for example. Can you imagine if this gets into the Elgin Valley and all our fruit trees get decimated? But also coral trees, wild olives, yellow woods, and then atoll figs. So I don't think any tree is exempted. It depends on the strength of the tree, and of course, hopefully, no sprays and things around, because that weakens the immune system of the tree. So let's be very vigilant about that. And also important, when you find it, to notify your neighbors, so that people, it must be an open issue if we need to fight this thing together.
Goodness, it seems like a huge disaster that's pending, and the power is in our hands. Take care of your trees and take care of these things responsibly. If you want to know who all these people are we must contact and what must we do, you couldn't ask for more. It's all on one story for you on thegreentimes.co.za. Beetle wages, ecological destruction in South Africa. Thanks for your hard work, Elma. Thanks for the Green Times. Fantastic to have you back on air.
Good. Have an awesome green day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.